This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning. Welcome to Party Line. Here we are on a Tuesday. My gosh, already. Welty Custom Exteriors, one of our fine sponsors. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. My name's Kevin Keith, and it's a Tuesday morning, as we said. The WILO Skywatch weather forecast. Some patchy fog early. There's still just a little bit in some spots around Clinton County. Mostly sunny till midday, then partly cloudy this afternoon. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, but it's going to be warm and muggy. It's going to feel like the dead of summer this afternoon, particularly between 1 and 5, with a high of 88 and very humid, muggy conditions. So prepare for that. Cloudy tonight, low 68. Cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow too, high 88. It's 70 now from WILO. I was looking ahead in the weather forecast, and how about Saturday, a high of 70 with partly cloudy skies. Now, that's my kind of weather. That's not too hot, not too cold, just right. Well, this is Party Line, and it is your forum for public opinion. If there's something you'd like to talk about going on locally or nationally, I guess, if there's something that is really stuck in your crawl this morning, you can give us a call at 659-3338. Ken Hartman out covering news already this morning, so I'm flying solo till 9 o'clock, at which time we'll have Laura Archibald with Healthy Communities in to talk about what they're doing for our community to maintain our health, right? Well, speaking of health, the 29th Annual Senior Fair with free health screenings is coming up on Wednesday, September 26th. That's a week from tomorrow. And the setup date will be a week from today. 9 to 2 are the hours on Wednesday. It's in the beautiful Community Life Center behind the First Church of the Nazarene. That's at 2056 East Wabash Street in Frankfort, across from the high school. New this year, we do have free shuttle service all day to and from high school parking lot, sponsored by BCS Landscape and Design and provided by Frankfort Main Street. Now, all seniors 50 or better are invited to attend. We always have a huge turnout, and I think last year we had a record number of booths and a record number of people through the doors. So we're looking for another record this year. We hope to see you there. We've got free admission, free breakfast, free lunch, free health screenings. You can play bingo and win prizes. The theme is Happy Days, so make sure you join us for this day. Now, our entertainment is sponsored by State Senator Brian Buchanan, and ViaQuest's enthusiologist Jeff Riker will be entertaining people. Right now, we've got over 40 booths, and I think we're going to probably be closer to 50 by the time it's said and done. We're going to pack the place, but we'll still have plenty of room for you. Businesses and organizations offering products and services for seniors exclusively. And as we said, the free breakfast sponsored by Goodwin Funeral Home and Archer Weston Funeral Home and served by Hoops Restaurant. And then our free lunch served by Shoop's Country Foods and Catering. And it's sponsored by Beehive Memory Care and Kokomo Health Center. We appreciate them helping us out. If you do come for the free health screenings, flu and pneumonia shots available that day. We will also help you with your insurance and Medicare filing. All right, we'll have some help available there for you as well. So it's a week from tomorrow. Can you believe that? The setup from or today. So we'll be doing that for the 29th annual WILO Senior Fair. Special thanks to Center Township Trustee Kevin Evans and Encompass Credit Union. Well, if you flip over to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, a lot going on. I see where Ken has posted the the story on the high school tennis courts renamed in a dedication ceremony yesterday for former Frankfort High School girls tennis coach John L. Smith. Talking to the crowd yesterday, there's a couple photos there. Ken put here, a huge overflow crowd attended the very special ceremony for John L. Smith. She said it was a great honor. She coached at least one girls sports every year from 1970 to 2005. Now, while she was the girls varsity tennis coach at Frankfort High School from 79 to 2005, she led the Hot Dogs to 15 Sagamore Conference championship titles, 12 sectional titles, 6 regional crowns, and coached 6 teams to the semi-state level. Smith retired from coaching with a win-loss record of 342 wins and 122 losses, which is one of the best win-loss percentages in the history of Frankfort High School and probably throughout the state, if the truth be known. Ken has put a really nice story on here for us, and you can read more details there and certain quotes and some photos from other individuals who were out there yesterday at the big overflow crowd for the dedication ceremony. Congratulations to Jonelle, and I know she sure deserves it. She's one of the first people I heard about when I came to Clinton County about a year and a half ago, and I quickly understood her importance at Frankfort High School. Russ Casper has put up a story that he called a little bit yesterday about, and he was able to put some more pictures and had an open house for the Prairie Grass Observatory over the weekend. A lot of students out there, and they had some really good weather for it. And there's some photos out there that Russ has put together and even a video. So it's really cool looking if you scroll down and check out the photos and videos. So they had 6 stations rolling out there Saturday night. So glad they had a good time on that as well. They also had the Frankfort Moose Lodge 7 held their annual golf outing on Saturday. That was at the Frankfort Commons. And again, we had great weather all weekend long, brought out 64 golfers and numerous volunteers taking part in that. That's just a couple of the stories you can check out on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. As Russ Casper joins me in the studio, Russ, I was just talking about the Prairie Grass Observatory. We didn't get a chance to put that story up over the weekend, but I saw it this morning. That's pretty cool. Those are great photos.
That was a lot of fun. We had a Camp Cullen board meeting last night, mm-hmm. and we were able to report to the board that we had about 130 people there.
Yeah,
and people from all over.
I mean, yeah, that's what it looked like. Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
Good.
And we enjoyed. We get paid with wows out there.
Yeah.
The money's not too good, but the wows are awesome.
That's good. And luckily, wows pay the bills out there, right?
Oh, they do. You know? That Camp Cullen is all about wows, whether it's the disc golf or the 92 acres of trails. Mm-hmm. Have you ever actually wandered the trails out there?
I've not. I've driven past it, and I was in there one time for something real quick just to drop somebody off. I've never had a chance to actually check out the...
We are coming up against an absolutely wonderful season at Camp Cullen.
Mm-hmm.
The leaves will be exploding into colors. We have our chili supper coming up October the... What's that Saturday? The second Saturday in October, I think.
Let's see here.
11th or something like that.
The second Saturday is the 13th
of
October.
Yeah, 13th. Okay, yeah, that's when our chili supper will be, and we'll have the observatory open. I also wanted to talk about...
An awesome concept. I love this.
Yeah, so what's going to happen at Genda Funeral Home, this is going to be starting at 2 p.m. On this Saturday coming right up here.
I heard Ken do a story on it Friday on the news.
Yeah, it's September 22nd, which, by golly, it'll be here before we know it.
Yep.
And there's no cost to enter. So you cook your grandma's favorite recipe. This is how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Used to, you had to be a grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they expanded it to grandpa.
Okay.
And now
to cook too.
Now
yeah.
It just has to be the grandpa or grandma recipe.
Recipe, right.
Bring your completed dish fully prepared. But you gotta let them know that you're coming. Don't just show up with the
pre-register there.
Yeah, exactly. And, last year, the main dish was won by Shelley Virtue. The side dish, Joanne Polan. The soup last year, Joy Marlin. And the dessert, Billy Hensley. So those are the people that won last year. And
I know Billy. She was bragging about that on Facebook.
Yeah. That's great. $300 per dish of the winners. Mm-hmm. You know? So they're standing up there with $1,200 cash, you know, and they're waving around these $100 bills at the end. It's kind of fun. And drop dead delicious.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't Ken do some judging?
Yeah.
I think he was the dessert guy last year, one of them.
I don't think last year. I think it was soups because the problem with desserts, of course, you spike your sugar, you know. You could probably throw you into a coma, not careful,
right?
If your blood sugar isn't too good. So
anyway, that'll be this Saturday.
Actually. This Saturday. Yeah. Genda Funeral Home, deadline to enter, by the way, is tomorrow. Okay. All you have to do, that's September the 19th. So call, here's the phone number if you're interested in entering either a main dish. I could see some lasagna or, you know, chicken.
Meatloaf.
Yeah. A side dish, you know, like beans or casserole or something.
Right.
Soups, and don't need to describe that so much, but you get this Texas spicy flavor, or you could get chili, you know, whatever. And then dessert. Think of that. So if one of those are your specialty, then why not enter? And we're going to do a live video stream too.
Okay.
So we'll have the camera out there, WILOTV.com.
Okay, very good.
Live and worldwide from Grandma's Cook-Off, Saturday, September 22nd. Now, if you're interested in joining, here's the phone number, 765-659-3356 for details and to enter. Deadline is Wednesday, September the 19th. So go ahead and give them a call if you're interested in. And even if you don't win, you know, it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you get to sample all the goodies, you know, at the end.
Right.
So it's
got to go somewhere, right?
I'm sitting there running the camera, and all these people are having these
eating,
great,
and you're still working, right?
I'm working because I really can't give up my post, you know. Eric Dirks will be there this year.
Okay.
I just talked to Eric yesterday, and he is going to be there with his camera. And he'll probably put a video together on it like he did last year. So we're kind of excited. Grandma's Cook-Off, Genda Funeral Home on North Main Street and 608 North Main Street. And this will be the 11th annual.
All right. Very good. I love that concept because, you know, so many times at a funeral, you'll hear people walking around. They say, boy, I wish I would have got Grandma's, you know, recipe or something.
Did you know that's exactly why Mark started it?
That's what Mark told me last year, yeah. And, yeah. I mean, you hear that, and I thought that was just, and I've worked all over the state in radio. I've never heard of such a thing. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Well, he noticed a pattern. Grandma would die or whatever, and they'd celebrate that life. And then he would overhear people talking about how good her cooking was, and boy,
never forget the cornbread.
Nobody knows how to fix that and this, you know. And he started putting two and two together. And wait a second. Yeah. Why don't we celebrate all of this? And so Grandma's Cook-Off was born.
And then, if I'm not mistaken, don't they put it into a recipe book and actually sell it?
Oh, yeah. I have one.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
I can't say that I've ever fixed one before, but it sure looks, you know, someday I'll, you know, the poem, Someday I'll.
I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah. Let's go to this place called Someday I'll. And someday I'll do this. And someday I'll do that. And someday I'll cook from the Grandma's Cook-Off recipe book. But anyway.
All right.
Life is good.
Yeah. I was just talking about the senior fair. Set up is 1 week from today.
Are you getting your muscles ready?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
You know, we have a great,
they're already ready.
We have a great team. And I am just so, so happy with what we can accomplish together.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, we try to serve the community, and we get great teamwork from our sponsors and businesses too. Without them, we could not do it.
Yeah. And they, you know, they not only help sponsor, they show up too and help move things. And
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, they're there.
I've noticed Ken kind of likes that day, doesn't he?
He does like that day. Yeah. Yeah. He's a senior fair fan.
Now, what we're saying is 50 plus. Mm-hmm. We're designing this for 50-year-olds plus. So it's all about improving your quality of life or the quality of life of the people you love.
I just don't always think seniors when I think 50 plus. I think, you know, I mean, I see so many active 60 plus year olds, you know.
Well, it's time to tune in.
Yeah.
At 50.
And start being aware, right, of things.
It's time to tune in.
Start checking those things.
And you know, anticipating and planning ahead. My wife's dad was a pastor and a missionary, and he would counsel people in the church as they got older to make plans and live where you want to live before you need to live there.
Mm-hmm.
Anticipate how things are going to work and be there ahead of time. That way you're not reacting, you're proacting.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you come there at 50, get some ideas, kind of start getting the flavor of things, and I think it'll help your quality of life. And that's what it's all about. The Senior Fair is about improving your quality of life.
Well, we'll have the free health screenings there, too, as well. So
that's all, yeah, again,
it's all part of
improving
it, yeah.
Your quality of life.
So we throw in some fun, too, don't we?
Well, who knows what fun lurks around the corner at I don't know, what, 29th?
Yes.
29th.
The 29th.
I remember the first one.
Where was it at? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. It was at the 4-H building.
Okay.
Over the years, we've had it at the 4-H building some. We've had it at the Armory. Now, that was an experience. You know what the problem was at the Armory? It was great. It was air-conditioned, I think. But there was a big problem. You'll never guess.
I was going to guess something like some kind of potential drill or something.
You got it.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Around 9/11 and all.
Yeah.
It was like... You had to sign a sheet of paper that said...
Can't really tie it up, right?
Regardless of what activity you have scheduled, one phone call and you will not be coming. DEFCON 4 is pushing you out, basically. So you had no guarantee.
Right.
That National Guard might need that facility, so that didn't work out so well.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. I tell you what, the Community Life Center is pretty nice, though.
Oh, yeah.
I was impressed last year. That was the first time I'd been to
Community Life Center, again, is located right across, just west of the Frankfort High School, across the street there. And we're going to have that shuttle again. Mm-hmm. Well, it's shuttle for the first time through Kim Stevens has helped us with that, with the new shuttle that they have.
Right,
I think
right.
It's air-conditioned.
You get a chance to show it off.
Yeah, that'll be great. And I'm sure... I can just see Eric Dirks right now. I wouldn't put it past him to put a GoPro in that thing and do a time lapse of going back and forth. You
know? I like the GoPros too; those are fun. You can do a lot with those.
Well, good deal.
I appreciate you rolling in this morning, Russ.
You betcha. Grandma's Cook-Off. Get your ideas together for a main dish, side dish, soup, or dessert.
So real quick, let me ask you, I don't have it in front of me, I don't have any details on it, but I saw last night about Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And his...
Backside of the moon?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's something?
What do you think of that?
Hey, it's Newtonian physics. I mean, to get to the moon and back, it's not rocket... Well, it is rocket science. but it's not nuclear fission, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's really, if you stop and think about it, you put a man on
There's
the moon...
There's a formula.
You put a man on the moon and back with Newtonian physics.
Mm-hmm.
And
I did see something in here. The first guy who's going to go as a billionaire from China, and I thought I marked that here, and I don't have that. But he's the first guy to sign up. Would you take that flight if you had the money? I don't know what the cost is. But,
I would. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would.
That'd be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be amazing. They say when they're on the moon, they say that no camera can capture what you're seeing. And I think it's probably, have you ever been to the Grand Canyon?
No.
The Grand Canyon probably is the same way. There is absolutely no way that any camera can capture what you see at the Grand Canyon.
Because it's so vast.
It's so vast. Mark my words. If you're ever fortunate enough to see the Grand Canyon, you will not be able to take it in. You will have seen pictures of what you're seeing.
Right.
But it will go way beyond that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what they probably said. A couple of the astronauts said that no camera could recreate what they saw.
I wonder what the time frame would be on something like this, going to the moon and back.
Well, you know, it's about 250,000 miles, and you got to spin around the Earth a couple times to slingshot your way out there. And then I think it took them, what, a day and a half or two? You could just easily Google it.
It's pretty close, relatively, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We at Prairie Grass Observatory guessed the size of the crater that we could see with our telescopes out there. Okay, so imagine a...
You're going to wow me here in a minute, Russ.
Well, with the telescopes we have, particularly two of them, that I'm thinking of, the 16-inch Schmidt-Cassegrain and the 28-inch Skymaster Newtonian, guess the size of the crater we can actually see with our naked eye.
10 miles across.
No. 1 mile across, which is only about 10 times the size of Ross Aid Stadium.
Okay, wow.
So you can actually see a crater. I mean, I saw a crater 1 mile across, and if I could see that, then could I see one at a half mile across? Probably. There are three craters that are close to the Tranquility Base.
Mm-hmm.
One's called Collins, one called Aldrin, and one's called Armstrong. Obviously, for the three people that went there, three craters kind of clustered together, 1, 2, 3. And we were studying those one night and could see them clearly on a good night. And it documented right there, they're only about a mile in diameter.
I think Larry Glass once showed me, the former Party Line host here, a picture that you had maybe sent him of the International Space Station.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it looked like a big refrigerator just going through the sky.
If a guy was smoking a cigar out there, you could see him smoke it.
You know?
It was amazing. You know how we did that?
You had zoomed way in.
Well,
I mean, it was
John Mahoney got a security camera, and he was just took, I don't know, 500, 1,000 shots. And then he had the computer sort out the repeating patterns and threw out all the junk. So it kept, you know,
giving you that picture. Yeah.
And it was so clear at the time. I think there was somebody that did the same thing a year or two earlier, and they got a knock on the door, I think, from NASA or something, the FBI. How did you get a picture like this? I don't know whether that's true or not, but John and I were joking about that. I wouldn't doubt it, because you can, the clarity of seeing.
I was amazed.
Yeah, you could see the solar panels. It's right on.
Yeah, you could tell the differential parts of it.
So what we're talking about, if you want to go to www.indianastars.com, www.indianastars.com, just go to the front page and scroll down a little bit. You'll see the picture we're talking about. This was taken at Prairie Grass Observatory. You can actually see the International Space Station on our website, a picture that we took out of Camp Column.
That's cool. Wow.
Yeah, there we go. Doesn't pay the bills, but it sure makes you feel good, right?
I'll have to come out and actually see it sometime.
We'd like that.
I'd like to do that. I enjoy that.
Join the crowd.
Russ, thanks as always. All right, just a couple more minutes left here on the first portion of Party Line. Again, we'll be talking with Laura Archibald with Healthy Communities coming up here in the second portion of Party Line. This day in histories I wanted to throw past you. It's Tuesday, September 18th. Just 104 days left until the end of the year. So that means what? 98 days until Christmas? Wow. On this day in 1851, the New York Times was published for the first time. In 1927, the Columbia Phonograph Broadcasting Company debuted with a network of 16 radio stations. The company later became known as CBS. It was this day in history. In 1949, the National Security Act went into effect. The act unified the Army, Navy, and the Air Force. In 1947, Ernest Tubb and Roy Acuff performed the first ever country music concert at New York's Carnegie Hall. In 1951, the film A Streetcar Named Desire opened in Beverly Hills. That picture made Marlon Brando an instant star. On this day in 1955, The Toast of the Town aired its final broadcast. The following week, the series was retitled The Ed Sullivan Show. The Addams Family debuted on ABC this day in 1964. I Dream of Jeannie debuted on NBC this day in 1965. It was 1970 on this day, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jimi Hendrix died in London after overdosing on sleeping pills. He was only 27 years old. In 1985, David Letterman read the top 10 list for the first time on Late Night with David Letterman. The list was titled Things That Almost Rhyme with Peas. In 2009, the CBS soap opera The Guiding Light aired its final episode after a 72-year run on radio and television. Guiding Light started out on radio before TV was even around. And it was just one short year ago, seems like yesterday, though, Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy, filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. That allowed the company to deal with nearly $5 billion, with a B, $5 billion in debt. We are going to take a break here and come back with our guest. Want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Back with more Party Line next on WILO.
This is Party Line, on the air for over 60 years on WILO, Frankfort, Indiana, USA, a Casper Media station.
Hi, I'm Michelle with Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where you can surround yourself with the things you love. Antiques, home decor, and much more. We can help turn your house into a home. Walk into a simpler time.